You know the old saying, a picture is worth a thousand words? That was the reaction of a U.S. Forest Service researcher when he rediscovered a trove of landscape panoramas. The photos were made during the Great Depression at hundreds of fire lookouts in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. Now a professional photographer has been tasked to re-photograph many of those scenes. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the then and now comparison reveals big changes.
The collection of fire lookout photos is called the Osborne Panoramas. Forest Service research ecologist Paul Hesburgh heard about them as he was rooting about in the National Archives. He was hunting for visual evidence of how Northwest Forest looked historically.
We can tell an amazing story with these pictures. We can go back, find those photo points, take new pictures of them, and compare the old 30s view with the current view, and tell in pictures about the tremendous change in the forests and why they're burning and functioning the way they are today.
During the 1930s, Forest Service crews visited more than 800 lookout stations to capture the original sweeping black and white panoramics. For the repeat photography, about 80 years later, Hesburgh hired professional photographer John Marshall. They're both based in Wenatchee, Washington. This has become a years-long project for the team. Marshall says the fact that most of the original lookout towers no longer exist is only one of many challenges.
One week I couldn't get to a site because there was too much snow to drive in on the road. And a week later, a forest fire had started somewhere else and was blowing smoke over it. And we had nothing but smoke for 2 months.
So far, Marshall has re-photographed 92 Osborne panoramas. He says different places tell different stories. For example, the view of low to middle elevation forests in north-central Washington's Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest.
They've definitely gotten a lot denser. You see the meadows shrinking up, the spaces between groves of trees filling in. It's like there's just more trees, less open area.
In historic times, these woods would experience regular low-intensity burns. As the ironic result of effective firefighting, the dry-side forests are now primed for severe wildfires. That's already evident in the then-and-now view from some higher alpine lookouts.
You get up into the high country Pasayten Wilderness, what you see in the 1930s photos is a lot of small areas that were burned. And what you see in now is enormous areas that were burned.
The pictures tell yet another story when Marshall journeys to the Blue Mountains in the Umatilla National Forest.
There's actually some spots where are barren now that were forested in 1934. And I think that may reflect climate change. It's gotten drier. There's been insect attacks. There's been fire. And on the harsher sites, the south aspects, in places the trees aren't coming back.
It turns out Marshall and Hesburgh are not the first to mine the trove of Osborne panoramas. In the last decade, the National Park Service commissioned retakes from lookouts in Glacier and Yellowstone parks. Commercial photographers have taken a stab at it here and there, too.
It's another one.
When I traveled with Marshall for a day, I also met several amateur photographers who revealed they've undertaken their own time series projects. In one case, the repeat photography aims to document the recovery of a forest after a wildfire. I'm Tom Bonsi in White Salmon, Washington.